For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Good Tuesday morning to everyone. Happy Tuesday. Good morning. Hope everyone's doing all right out there as we're inching our way in 80-degree weather to Christmas. I know I'm a week out when I record these, but man, I'm looking out my window and it's 80 degrees. So, but hey, we did the tree. We got the lights going and we had a good time and we cranked the AC so that we could have hot chocolate. It'll work. It's all good. It's all good. It's all celebrating Christ's birth, isn't it? But anyway, look, I want to get right to some teaching. And we've been doing the whole, I've been traveling around a little bit, sharing why did Jesus come? And you can find those on the broadcast. You can go to the radio menu page of our website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, and re-listen to those. And I'm continuing into some Christmas messages. But also a couple people have been asking about the new year. Yes, we will be meeting January the 18th at the Sheraton Hotel. We've booked two banquet rooms up there. Got a full band coming. I'm working on my message. I've got some strong ideas for 2013, and based on the audiences and the things that I'm seeing and the people that we can help, I want to do something to the effect of promise, process, and then provision. Something in that arena. Because I do know, you know, you start out with that promise, yay, and you should, yay. And you're waiting for that provision or for that harvest. But there's something in the middle called process. For the children of Israel, it was called the wilderness. You will go through. And depends on what happens in that time, brothers and sisters, of how you'll receive that harvest. So anyway, I'm working on that. I want to go through some personal things in my own life that I will pull from, of how God had to teach me some vital lessons to not hate that wilderness time. That waiting, processing time. And it is to know that it is fertile soil. Don't hate it. A lot is taking place that we can't see, but we can just kind of like, you ever do that? You just want to close your eyes and you can discern something's happening, but you just can't quite say what. You just know it is happening. How's that? That's your inner man kicking into gear. When God's ready to reveal to you some downloads as far as this is what I had to do, Anna, while you were, you know, filling the blank. This is what's taking, he'll get it over to you. In the meantime, you just obey. You pray and obey. Pray and obey and enjoy the life that God's given you right now. It's continuing. It's progressing. You are progressing. You are. Gosh, see, that was another word for someone. I'm telling you, I love getting on here. The spontaneity, even though it's a week out, I believe God that when you hear it, it's for you at that moment. So anyway, look, I want to read this Isaiah 61, and I'll spend the next 3 days breaking it down. But this is a foreshadowing of the gospel age that we live in. This is Isaiah giving a prophecy of what the Messiah, Jesus, would do. And hence, what we, the children of God, are doing on the earth, correct? This is what our job description is, if you will. Isaiah 61, this is Isaiah prophesying about Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. This is God, remember Jesus spoke this in the Gospels. Because the Lord has anointed and qualified me. Interesting, I have another whole message on that, qualified me. To preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek. The poor and the afflicted. He sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, and the opening of the prison and of the eyes to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of his favor, wow, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who are in mourning, to grant consolation and joy to those who mourn in Zion, to give them an ornament, I can't wait to share what that means, a garland or a diadem of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment expressive of praise instead of a heavy burdened and failing spirit, And then you'll be called oaks of righteousness. You'll be lofty, strong, magnificent, distinguished for uprightness, justice, and right standing with God. Amplified Version. The planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Wow. Gotta run. I'm going to break it down tomorrow and all week. Thank you for joining me on A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.